adventures of Biggles. Bound hand and foot and imprisoned in a dirty hut, Ginger and Michu are tremendously cheered when they hear the mosquito put down on the Latonga airstrip. But the strip is some distance from the kraal, and the headman visits the prisoners before Biggles can find them. He tells them that when night comes, they will die. They will be fed to a man-eating leopard that prowls the nearby jungle.
And your friend, come to me, I say. Gun of white man, spear of Michu, we find near bones. Leopard come, kill them. Men of Carl cannot help.
You filthy swine. Do you think Biggles will believe that?
He believe. Lap would kill many men.
You wouldn't dare.
Ratonga net of bad net of wana. They do this to us.
No fear they won't. Biggles will find us before then.
No one find you.
Of course he will. He'll see our plane on the strip. When he finds we aren't in the rest hut, he'll come looking for us in the kraal.
The Tonga man, clever man. We not keep you in kraal. You stay in this hut.
Well, it's in the kraal, isn't it?
This hut in jungle. Not far from kraal, but hidden. So only the Tonga man know of it. No one find you here.
You'll laugh on the other side of your face before the day's through. You might hide us from most people, but not from Biggles. No matter what you do with us, he'll find us.
The plane's perfectly all right, Biggles. A bit low in juice, but there's no sign of any trouble.
I'm sorry to hear it.
Sorry? Sizzling sausages, Albine. You didn't want to find Ginge tangled up in a belly great prang, did you?
If he'd had trouble with his kite, it'd explain why he hasn't taken off for Kampala.
But he didn't plan to return until this morning.
This morning started 5 hours ago, Pat. If Ginge was all right, he'd have been well on his way south by now.
There's another thing. Why hasn't he come out to meet us? He must have heard us land.
If he was in the rest hut, he'd have heard us.
Yes, that's the mighty valley question. What? Is he in the valley rest hut?
Won't take us long to find out, but we can take a guess at the answer before going near the place.
Not a sign of him. I knew he wouldn't be here.
It's an awful mess.
This is exactly as it was when Bertie and I came up here yesterday.
Is this the fight you were talking about?
Oh, well, baked potatoes, old dear. It doesn't look as if an afternoon tea party's been held in the valley place, what? Although my old aunt Ermentrude used to hold rather hectic tea parties in her day.
There's nothing changed?
Not that I can see. You notice anything, Bertie?
No. Oh, same jolly old shambles, I'd say.
And yet Ginge has come in since you were here.
Obviously. The proctor wasn't here yesterday.
Then he must be about somewhere.
Somewhere where he either couldn't hear our kite put down or couldn't come out to meet us. We'll make inquiries at the native kraal.
Yes, me headman of kraal.
I'm looking for a friend of mine, the white man who flew the other aeroplane in here. Can you tell me where he is?
Not know.
Oh, baked potatoes. Don't come that belly rot, old trout.
Leave it to me, buddy. You must have seen the plane land.
Me not see. Natives in kraal see.
And did the natives see the white man climb out of the plane?
Maybe.
Did they?
Yes.
Where did the white man go?
Me not know.
Perhaps we'd better make him know, Biggles.
You're acting foolishly in refusing to tell me these things. You know who I am?
White man.
I'm a white policeman.
He's more than that. We're all policemen, but he's a big policeman. One of the Queen's head policemen from England, the land across the sea.
Yes, by Jove, he's the most frightfully important warrior. We all positively quiver when he speaks. Particularly when he bellows like a valley foghorn.
If you don't answer him correctly, you're likely to end up in jail. You might even lose your head.
All right, Lokes, all right. Break it down a bit.
What? What you want to know, Buana?
I want to know what happened to the white man who brought in that other plane.
He go into a forest. He take gun. Native Vinkow think he go to hunt.
Oh, I say, that's so much belly nonsense. Old Jin just isn't the hunting type.
You heard what my friend said about me?
Yes, Buana.
You know what'll happen to you if I find you're lying?
Me no, Buana.
I ask you again. What happened to the other white man?
He go into forest with gun. That way.
And if that's all you have to say, we'll leave it at that. But remember, if you've been lying to me, you'll suffer for it. Come on, Lukes.
The man was obviously lying. I'm absolutely certain he knows where Ginger is.
Yes, and that's not in the Valley Forest hunting, by Jingo.
He's hiding something from us, Biggles. I wouldn't be surprised to find he's harmed Jin himself.
That's quite likely. These Latonga natives have a bad reputation. For some time, they've been suspected of poaching wild game.
If they thought Jin was coming to investigate, they might have attacked him.
That's the possibility I have in mind.
Then why are we wasting time? Let's get the guns from the kite and go through the village. One of us can cover the headman and the elders while the others search the huts.
We wouldn't find anything, Algy. That headman's a cunning devil. He'd foresee an obvious move like that. If he has any evidence of Ginger's whereabouts, I don't think we'd find it in the village.
Well, then what can we do, old bean? You're not going to suggest we waffle through the forest to look for him?
No, that'd be a complete waste of time. We're going to wait and let the headman show his hand.
That's all very well, but he may have more patience than we have.
He won't know we're waiting.
Oh, but hang it all, old sausage. With two bally kites out there on the strip, it's a bit bally obvious, isn't it?
They won't be there. Algy, I want you and Pat to take the kites back to Kampala. In case anyone's watching, we'll all walk across to them. Pat can openly climb into the proctor, but when we reach the mossy, Bertie and I will slip into the long grass beside her and hide there while you take off.
Oh, baked potatoes, yes. And they'll think we've gone too.
You're a genius, Bertie. The plan okay with you, Algy?
Fine, if you and Bertie think you'll be safe here.
One is always safe with the Lissy around, old trout.
Yes, well, we'll keep our revolvers and a couple of rifles. We'll be all right.
How long do you want us to stay at Kampala, Biggles?
Refuel both kites and bring them back first thing in the morning. We'll know by then whether the head man is on the level or not.
I hope you're alive to tell us about it. Well, if it has to be done, let's get cracking. The sooner we're away, the sooner you'll find out about Jin.
Yes. But leave the rifles here in the hut. Bertie and I'll sneak back later and collect them.
I say, Biggles, old bean, how are the ants with you? A couple of the little trouts are dancing the Highland Fling on my shoulder blade.
I'm comfortable enough. Keep well down in the grass, Bertie. I don't think we were seen whipping across here, but we mustn't risk showing ourselves at this stage.
We're grovelling, old bean. Positively grovelling into the belly dust.
There's the proctor.
Oh, good old pet. Hope she remembers the flying lessons Uncle Bertie gave her. Oh, I say, she might warm the valley thing up a bit.
She was impatient to get away. She'll be all right.
Nevertheless, we'll have a word in her shell-like ear tomorrow, by Jove. Take-ups like that are only for a valley emergency.
Now, Archie, he won't waste any time either.
Old trout. Hmm? Look at those belly natives. Over by the kraal.
Dancing for joy and shaking their fists at the plains. They think we've all gone.
The jolly trick worked, by Jove.
So far. Let's hope it works all the way and leads us to Ginge. We'll watch the kraal carefully for any hints.
Where the go, Buana? The aeroplanes, where they go?
Back to Kampala, probably, Monsieur. Away from here, anyway.
But two aeroplanes go. They take our aeroplane.
I know, and they've left us no way of escape. However, they don't know we're here. But they can't be blamed for that.
Maybe we don't escape.
Maybe not. Tonight, we'll know more about that. Tonight, when they throw us to the leopard.
Old Trout, we Ulysses hate to admit it, but we're beginning to have bally doubts about this nonsense. I mean to say, we've been here for positive hours and nothing's happened.
It's dark now. We might see something during the night.
Yes, well, personally, we Ulysses see less at night than in the day. We aren't cats, you know.
Clots is the word for Ulysses.
Oh, now, Biggles, by Jove, that isn't worthy of you. One might expect such a remark from Al or Ginge, but I went... Sizzling, sausages.
The kraal. Something's starting.
What is it, monsieur? Why are they chanting like that?
A native dance, Juana. It's bad dance.
Bad? Why?
This dance of sacrifice. Son of Fedas to the leopard.
Natives and the kraal are working themselves to a frenzy, relishing the sacrifice that soon will be made. But Biggles is close by. Can he save Ginge and Mishu? Don't miss the thrills in the next chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.